Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start.
Back in my car again, and I'll probably record some now and then some later, but it's just a thought that I wanted to, I just had a thought that I wanted to share, and so that's exactly what I'm doing. So I've seen on social media a few times now, maybe in the last week, of posts that say what the average rent is, or what the average car payment is, or average car insurance, or the average amount of student debt and payments they have to pay per month, or what, just a whole, I guess, monthly budget list of what the average is. And, you know, it is pretty high for what the numbers are, you know, and that's a whole other discussion of why things are high. That's a whole other thing. But the point of this, and this is going to make me sound like an arrogant motherfucker, but I don't know how else to say it in a way that doesn't make me seem like I'm being pretentious, because I'm not. I don't care. I'm just very proud of what I'm doing. And it's like Andy Frisella says, it's not bragging, it's not flexing, it's just a matter of fact. And so, first of all, I want to say that the price of things in today's world is very high. Fully understand that. And I agree, there's so much bullshit going on with the economy, right? Everything's super high in price, rent's ridiculous, car payment, housing, everything, right? It's 2024. Oh yeah, so it's March 10th, 2024, happy daylight savings. So, just lost my train of thought, bro. So I'll come across these posts and it'll say what the average cost of whatever is. And it says, this is a problem. How's anybody supposed to live? And again, that's a whole other conversation. But how I interpret it, being in the position that I'm in, is, oh, why don't you just get another job and work harder? You know how that sounds? It sounds so dick. But I mean, I don't know. Again, that's a whole problem in and of itself. That's a whole other topic of conversation. But for the sake of this one, just for me, I don't have, so for me now, having three jobs, right, I don't see that and think, oh no, this is so tough, what am I going to do? I'm working a second and third job, and it's allowing me financial abundance. For me, in my life right now, I don't have a lavish lifestyle with cars and women and watches and jewelry. I don't give a fuck about that stuff. And so, because I guess I'm a little bit more laid back financially, and having two extra jobs, that allows me a lot of financial freedom for me. And it's not like I could go buy a Lambo. But hopefully this message isn't getting skewed in the fact that I'm saying that I'm rich and I don't have money problems, because I absolutely do. What I'm saying is, the problems that everybody's facing right now, I'm not facing those ones specifically, because I'm doing something that others don't want to do. They probably could, but they don't want to, or they refuse to, or what, maybe they can't, who knows. I'm working two extra jobs to bring home extra finances to support myself and my future goals and kind of get out of debt ASAP. I live rent-free right now. I don't have any... Oh, yeah, that's the only thing I don't pay for. So I'm rent-free, and so that's about $1,700, $1,800. We'll just say it's $2,000. That's $2,000 I don't have to pay per month. But even if I did spend $2,400 per month in rent with the other job and with everything I got going on, I would still bring home about $1,500 per month pocketed. So, and that's only because I'm working two extra jobs. And then there's the whole argument that it's not balanced and I'm working my life away. And I 100,000% disagree. It's all subjective based on core values of the people and of whoever's saying to you. Everybody's got different desired outcomes for their life, different dreams, different visions, have different ambitions with everything like that. We all aspire to be a certain way and do certain things. Mine just happens to be this thing. And most of other people's is the other thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But because I have that and I'm willing to do something that other people or not willing to do, I'm in a position in my life that other people can't be in because they're refusing to do the work. And so without sounding like an arrogant asshole, that's what I wanted to say. So as there's a lot of quotes or whatever that say, do what others won't so that later you can do what others can't. I always think a lot of those quotes are cheesy as shit, you know. And perhaps I thought that when I was reading them in a bad headspace. So that reasoning or that logical whatever is how I still see them now. My perceived meaning or value of the quote or whatever when I read it then is different. It is the same now as it was then just because that's how I saw it the first time. So I'm impressionable, if that makes any sense. So all that to say, I'm out of this financial stress and I don't have to worry about what everybody else is worrying about because I'm willing to do something that other people are not willing to do. And that's pretty much the basis of what I wanted to say. And so with that, I feel very proud. I feel very proud. I feel like I'm saying that weird. I feel very proud of myself for working so hard to make this happen. And what's cooler to me is the fact that I'm doing this and I'm not dreading it. I don't wake up and think, oh my fuck, only 6 more months of this. Fuck. Ugh, you know? I'm hyped, dude. I'm driving to Magna, Utah right now to go clean trucks. And I'm fucking fired up about it, dude. Matter of fact, my manager, he sucks ass at communication and deserves to be fired for that reason alone, but that's neither here nor there. He is supposed to give me the company credit card for me to go and purchase all the car wash and the gas and the cleaning, whatever. But he never got back to me. He left me on red multiple times. There's nothing more frustrating than that. So I talked to my other manager and I said, hey, what's going on? He said, oh, just use your own money. We'll pay you back at the end of the day. And rather than being like, oh, that's my money. I don't know. I'm just like, all right, cool. I'll put it on a credit card. I'll get some points, get some cash back, whatever, get some rewards. You pay me back. It's a win-win. And so even I'm even using my own money to make this happen because I want to go down. I don't want to watch drugs, but I want to work towards my goals. And this is working towards my goals. I want to feel happy and proud of myself at the end of the day, knowing that I inched closer to the end result. And then I put what I could on the table I just did all I could to make it happen. And so that leaves me with a sense of fulfillment at the end of the day. I mean, that combined with everything else I'm doing, you know, the gym, the ice bath, the reading, the gallon of water, the protein intake, the calories, clean eating, all that stuff. So it's just a recipe for success. And I'm making that recipe every single day. And it's awesome, man. So all this to say, I see what people mean when they say, do what others can't, or do what others won't, so that you can do what others can't later. And also, fully aware that I ain't shit. I don't have shit going on. I'm working 3 jobs. I'm getting out of debt. You know, I make less than $50 an hour, and I'm trying to make no less than $10,000 an hour. So, laugh at me all you want, but that'll be my reality one day. I'm very sure of it. There's no way that I can do all this every single day and have such a crisp, sharp, focused mindset and not achieve that. It doesn't make sense to me how that could not happen. So, anyway, that's all I wanted to share. That's the show for today, kind of a short one. But that's all we got. So, thank you guys for listening. And I'll chat with you next time. Peace out.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.